Gabrick to Kopitar, to Gabrick, who scores! Oh, it doesn't get any better than that.
The action on the ice might be over,
but we're just getting warmed up.
It's time for the Los Angeles Kings post-game show, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Morongo, good times.
Toffoli to the net, shoots, scores!
With a full recap, highlights, scores from around the league, and your stars of the game, here are Nick Nixon and Darrell Evans.
And hi again, everybody. Back here at the BB&T Center in Sunrise, Florida, the Kings win it by a score of 3-1, so they sweep the two-game season series against the Panthers earlier this month, November 7th at Staples. They handled the Panthers by a score of 4-1. Jonathan Quick in goal for both victories. So Quick now in his career is 7-2-0 against Florida. Three stars of tonight's game. Our third star is goaltender Jonathan Quick. He was solid throughout with 31 saves. The only goal that beat him was deflected, I believe, off a King stick. Barkov for Florida getting credit for it. Jonathan Quick, 31 saves, star number three. Down the middle, the Kings were strong. Strong games from Jeff Carter and Andrzej Kopitar. Jeff Carter will be star number two. He helped set up the first goal of the game to Tyler Toffoli. Jeff Carter, strong on the puck, using his speed, and played well in all three zones tonight. As did our number one star, Andrzej Kopitar. 5-on-5, he helped neutralize the Panthers' top line of Barkov, Huberdeau, and Jágr. And Kopitar assisted on the insurance goal to Marian Gabrick in the third period. So Andrzej Kopitar with an assist, star number one. Likewise for Jeff Carter, he is star number two. And Jonathan Quick in goal, 31 saves, star number three. 3-1, the Kings win it. We'll have the highlights when the postgame returns after this on Talk Radio 790. KABC and the Kings Radio Network, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
Luckily, I don't have to do any holiday shopping this year. The greatest gift that I can give to anyone is myself.
Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
You could win a brand new Infiniti Q50 this Sunday.
Number two.
Find the season's hottest gifts in Morongo's holiday gift shop.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Don't miss the amazing Morongo $300,000 giveaway all month long.
Morongo, good times.
Here come the holidays, and you need cash. Get a title loan from City Loan and don't make a payment until 2016. City Loan makes your first payment, and you get to spend your cash and keep your car. Call 888-577-1077 or apply online at cityloan.com/holiday. If you own the title to your 2004 or newer vehicle, call 888-577-1077 or apply online at cityloan.com/holiday and let your first payment be on us.
Holiday cash promotion for California residents only. No current customers refinance. Department business applies. Loans made pursuant to the California Department of Business Oversight. Finance lenders license.
To those who say, just as the sun rises in the east, so too must breakfast be enjoyed in the morning, McDonald's now says, yeah, we don't really agree with that. Introducing McDonald's new all-day breakfast menu. Now you can get a hot and freshly made Egg McMuffin sandwich, hash browns, and other delectable breakfast tastes day and night. It's time to start enjoying the breakfast you love anytime you wish. Breakfast items vary by location. Deliciousness doesn't.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman!
You just need FeedThePig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at FeedThePig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Catch the Kings all season long on 790 KABC, KABC.com, and on the free KABC mobile app.
Well, one of the items on the Kings' to-do list for tonight's game, a better start, and they certainly got it here in Florida tonight. In the first period, they end up out-shooting Florida 17-4. They hit a crossbar, and they only had one goal, and the goal came in the first period at 7:47. Off the draw, hammered in by Doughty. Lucic along the boards, down low with Goodbranson. Carter is there as well with Trocheck. Now the puck squibs behind the net. Lucic up with it, feeds the slot, shot, score! Tyler Toffoli. The Kings winning the board battle in the left wing corner in the Panthers' end. Lucic worked it free behind the net, chased it down, fed it quickly out to the right circle, and Toffoli beat Montoya short side, the glove side. And Tyler Toffoli has started the scoring here tonight. The Kings are up 1-0. And for Tyler Toffoli, his 11th goal of the season, Lucic and Carter with the assist. A minute later, the Kings thought they had made it 2-0 when a rebound was loose in the goal crease. Sprawling to his left was goaltender Al Montoya. He reached out with his left arm, but knocked into the goal crease on his front side was Nick Shore. Well, the puck deflected off the goaltender and off Shore and into the net. They ruled it was no goal. The Kings coach, Daryl Sutter, challenged it, goaltender interference. That's why they waved it off on the ice, but then they challenged it to see if indeed there was goaltender interference, and the call on the ice was upheld. So no goal for Nick Shore, and it stayed 1-0, and that was the score, as we mentioned, after one period of play. Now, the Florida Panthers, very good on the power play here at home, 30% this year. They had their second power play opportunity early in period two, and they were able to tie it up. And off the draw, Jágr gets it back to the blue line. Ekblad for Bukestad, for Huberdeau behind the net. Barkov out there as well. They work it free for Bukestad, left corner. Now they get it behind the net to Huberdeau, out to Jágr, right side. Jágr outside their right circle, feeds the slot. Barkov a shot, score! Quick got a piece of it. Not sure if Huberdeau tipped it after Quick made the save. Barkov with the original shot from the right circle. If it wasn't deflected in by Huberdeau, it'll be Barkov's goal. Either way, the Panthers with the power play goal have tied it at one. And the goal is Barkov's, his sixth of the season. Jágr and Huberdeau with the assist. For Jágr, his team high 17th point. That power play goal at 5:07. But the period was winding down, and before the period had ended, the Kings regained the lead. Kings take over. Jordan Nolan up the right wing. Gains the line, drops it, moving in. Clifford a shot, block. Now a backhander, score! Alec Martinez. After Kyle Clifford's shot was blocked by Jordan Nolan at the right circle, the puck deflected across to the left circle, and Martinez backhands it in. And the Kings have regained the lead with 2:44 left here in the second period. They're up 2-1. And that turns out to be the game winner tonight. Alec Martinez, his third goal of the season. Jordan Nolan and Kyle Clifford with the assist. And again, that scoring play at 17-16 of the second period. And the Kings, who led by a goal after one, led 2-1 after two periods. Then it was early in the third period when the Kings closed out the scoring and got their insurance goal. Jágr feeds left circle. Pass broken up. Now Kopitar floats it ahead, chased down by Gabrick around the defense and on goal. Shot. Score! Marian Gabrick chased down the pass inside the Florida blue line on right wing. With his speed, cut around the defense, moved in on Luongo, and beat him on the short side. Marian Gabrick, 1:05 into the third period, gives the Kings a little insurance. The Kings are up 3-1. And for Gabrick, his third goal of the season. Andrzej Kopitar with that nice pass, dumping it down the ice. And Gabrick's wheels did the rest. Kopitar with the assist on Gabrick's third to close out the scoring at 1:05 of the third period. Two more Kings penalties, McNabb and Ehrhoff. Florida wound up with five power play chances, so still an issue, taking too many penalties. The Kings have now given up 21 power play chances in four games on this road trip tonight. The Panthers were 1 of 5 on the power play. Of course, late in the game, 2:09 left, they pulled the goaltender Luongo to try and tie it up, but the Kings held on. 3-1 is the final. We'll take a break, and we'll look at the out-of-town scores when the postgame returns after this on Talk Radio 790, KABC and the Kings Radio Network, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
Luckily, I don't have to do any holiday shopping this year. The greatest gift that I can give to anyone is myself. Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
You could win a brand new Infiniti Q50 this Sunday.
Number two.
Find the season's hottest gifts in Morongo's holiday gift shop.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Don't miss the amazing Morongo $300,000 giveaway all month long.
Morongo, good times.
Blocking a puck traveling 100 miles an hour takes incredible skill and talent. But you know what takes even more skill and talent? Developing life-saving treatments and surgeries that doctors at Children's Hospital Los Angeles perform every year for thousands of sick kids right here in L.A. So please, join the Kings in supporting life-saving care and research at Children's Hospital Los Angeles. So if you live L.A., give L.A. Make a donation at chla.org/kings. That's chla.org/kings.
To those who say, just as the sun rises in the east, so too must breakfast be enjoyed in the morning. McDonald's now says, yeah, we don't really agree with that. Introducing McDonald's new all-day breakfast menu. Now you can get a hot and freshly made Egg McMuffin sandwich, hash browns, and other delectable breakfast tastes day and night. It's time to start enjoying the breakfast you love anytime you wish. Breakfast items vary by location. Deliciousness doesn't.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then, hey! The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Play the KABC Holiday High-Low Game tomorrow,
starting at 6,
for your shot at a grand in holiday cash. That should get you a fair amount of Kings gear.
Back here in Florida, 3-1 the Kings over the Panthers as we look at some of the final numbers. The shots, the Kings 31, Florida 32. Jonathan Quick in goal tonight improves his record to 10-7-0. The loser on in relief of the starter Al Montoya, who was injured in the first period. Luongo's record now 6-8-3. The Kings are 2-2 on this five-game road trip. And for the season, their road record now 6-3-0. And the Panthers' home record falls to 500 this season, now 5-5-2. Kings had four power play opportunities tonight. They were 0-for-4, and Florida went 1-for-5. Their only goal on the power play, Barkov, back in the second period. Let's check the out-of-town scoreboard. These are finals right now. The St. Louis Blues go into Buffalo and beat the Sabres by a score of 2-1. Henrik Lundqvist and the Rangers at home at Madison Square Garden shut out Nashville 3-0. That's the third straight game on the road for Nashville that they've been shut out in. They have a five-game road trip. They've been shut out in their first three games on the trip. Washington and Braden Holtby's first shutout of the season. One goal is all Washington and Holtby needed. They shut out the Edmonton Oilers 1-0. And Colorado has won in Winnipeg by a score of 4-1. They're in a shootout in Toronto. The game tied at 3, and they go to overtime in Philadelphia. Carolina rallying from a 2-0 deficit to tie that game up at 2. And again here tonight, Tyler Toffoli's team high 11th, Alec Martinez with his third, Marian Gabrick with his third, as the Kings beat the Panthers by a score of 3-1. Well, another exciting game here on the road, another Kings win, and we're about to make the move back to the studios with the help of two men and a truck, the official movers of the Los Angeles Kings radio broadcast. Our thanks to our network producers, Steve Paillette and Wayman Porter, our on-site producer, Jim Yelton. And next up, as the Kings wrap up the road trip Wednesday at Tampa Bay with the Lightning at 4 o'clock in Southern California, we'll be on the air at 3:30 with the pregame, 4 o'clock play-by-play on KABC and the radio network. For Darrell Evans, Nick Nixon saying so long and good night from the BB&T Center in Sunrise, Florida, the final once again, the Kings 3, the Panthers 1. So long, everybody.
The Los Angeles Kings postgame show, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Morongo, good times, is now over. But the Kings' quest to reclaim their throne is far from over. Be sure to tune in next time as the Kings go for 3 cups in 5 years on your home for Kings hockey. Talk Radio 790 KABC and the Kings Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
We now resume the program already in progress.
Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tilden on with a very special guest, Travis Mills, retired Army Staff Sergeant, 82nd Airborne Division. And Travis, it's nice to meet you on the phone.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate taking the time to talk to me today.
No, for sure. And I got to tell you, I've done a million interviews. I've been at the station a long time. I've interviewed presidents, vice presidents. I've interviewed killers. I've interviewed victims. I'm reading your bio, and I'm in my office, and I start to cry. And I'll tell you why I started to cry. It's not that you went to Iraq on your third tour and lost most of your limbs. It was when you talked about the pain and the recovery, because I can't imagine what you had to go through, 13 surgeries, a young guy, mentally and physically. Talk about what happened. Talk about going over there on your third term, because you promised your wife everything would be cool, but you wanted to go back to finish business, correct?
Absolutely. Well, I went on 2 other deployments. I was married. I had a kid on the way. And we had orders to go somewhere else. And I didn't want to go on the orders. I didn't want to go somewhere else. I loved the 82nd Airborne Division. My wife and I bought a house there. I mean, I was airborne to the core, and I just did not feel like it was something I wanted to do. So I went with Sergeant Major and said, look, Sergeant Major, I'm not sure why these orders came in, but I can't leave. I got guys that came out of high school that look up to me that don't know anything from any that only know me as their boss and leader. And I said, I have to finish this out. And he understood. So he accepted and made sure that the orders got canceled and that I was going to go with my guys overseas. And I was thankful. And my wife, I told her everything's going to be fine, just like the last 2 times. I was overseas for over 2 years and 3 months total of overseas time. So, you know, it was going to be okay. But I left in February of 2012. My daughter was 4 months old. And my wife and I were going on 4 years of marriage. And 2 months into my deployment, I was walking along on April 10th of 2012. We swept the area down and back. Not once, but twice. So I thought the air was clear. I called my gun team up, and as they were walking up, I set my bag down on the ground because it was full of ammo that we needed to link the rounds to. And when my bag went down, it hit on the top of a improvised explosive device, and within a second, my world changed forever. My right arm, right leg were immediately ripped off and disintegrated, never found. My left leg was a couple pieces of skin, tendons, and muscle holding it. The bone was snapped completely through, and they had duct tape it to my thigh. And then my left hand, the wrist was blown out. I had my middle finger, my index finger, and my thumb, and my other two fingers were tattered up and torn, and you couldn't really make out what they were. But I radioed my LT, and I said, LT, I just hit a bomb. After I smacked the ground.
How are you still conscious at this point, Travis?
You know, just fortunate, luck of the draw. I have no idea.
And jeez, I told my
medic came running up, and I said, hey, it's okay. Like, Sergeant Basin, go fix my guys. I had two guys that got hurt with me, and I could see they were hurt in between all the mud and stuff in my eyes and dirt and sand and eyes swelling up from in the ground so hard. And I just said, fix my guys. You know, like, it's cool. I saw guys that didn't make it home for a lot less injury. You know, it was just part of war, and I wasn't going to go out, you know, yelling for my mom or crying or scared. I always had to show courage and leadership and selflessness, and I took care of my guys, and I said, save my guys. And he said, let me do my job. And I just told him, like, quit touching me. Like, it's okay. Like, you're not going to fix this. And he thought different, and luckily he was right. And then I made it to the helicopter, to the ambulance, to the gurney, from the ambulance to the operating table.
And you were conscious the whole time?
Oh, I got in the operating table, and I kept telling him, quit touching me. I'm finally leaving me alone. I got to get back to my guys. And they just said, Sergeant Mills, we don't know how you're still conscious or awake, but you need to go to sleep. And they knocked me out, and it all kind of became a real situation of no longer taking care of my guys, because I knew that they were fine, or going
to
be fine.
But you were also in such bad shape, and explain this to me, that they had to put you in a coma. The pain was so bad, and I can't even imagine it. I mean, I know what a scrape feels like. People know what a bad wound or cut feels like. To have that much damage to your body and that exposure must have been insane.
Yes, sir. Well, they knocked me out on April 10th. They cut my left hand off April 12th and April 14th. My 25th birthday, actually, they woke me up for the first time in Germany. And my brother-in-law had to tell me what had happened. But then I made it back to the States on April 17th, saw my wife for the first time, told her to take everything we had and go, like, take Chloe, take the house, take the cars, take all the money. I'll keep funding everything. You didn't sign up for this. I love you too much to put you through this. Don't worry about
it. See, now you're going to make me go again. So, and she said no, obviously.
And she said, there's no way that's going to happen, Travis. Like, that's kind of rude that you would even suggest that. And I was just like, I can't turn the, you know, I can't open the jars. I can't pick things up that are heavy. I went from 6'3", 250, to now being cut off at, you know, just above the knees, really, and 140 pounds. But, you know, my little girl's laying on my chest, squeezing my nose. I can't fend her off. I got bandages and tubes, and she's giggling, and I'm her dad at the end of the day. And my wife is going to stay by my side, and she's going to be with me every step of the way, and she has. And that's my motivation. I was just like, let's do this. But my pain level was so bad because the nerves were trying to find my feet. You know,
right, right.
Pain. Felt like I spikes getting drove through my heels, toenails getting ripped off, feet on fire, thumbs getting snapped, things like that. And what happened was they actually had to do a couple case studies, like tests on me, to figure out lidocaine drip, spine drip or something, and then a couple other. And then they came up to this ketamine coma. Ketamine is like they're doing a lot more test research with it, and they had to sign paperwork saying, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know how your brain's going to handle this, but it was supposed to reset my nerve ending so the brain will stop.
Wow, and it worked, and thank God it worked, right?
It did. It did. And 6 months after my explosion, so I guess 5 months after this ketamine coma they put me in, I quit taking all medication. No more.
Amazing. We're talking to Travis Mills, retired Army Staff Sergeant, 82nd Airborne Division, who wrote a book called Tough as They Come. And apparently, the title fits, doesn't it? You sound like, I mean, everybody listening right now, as you're telling your story, is kind of putting themselves in that situation for a second and thinking, how am I going to come out? So the closest I had was in intensive care for a month, and they thought I was going to die. And I remember just fighting, going, there's no way. I didn't even realize how bad it was until after. I said to my wife, yeah, well, I was okay once I was in intensive care. She said, you were there because you could go any minute. And in my head, I wasn't going to go, but I didn't have the kind of trauma that you had. So when we come back, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the turnaround. How a young guy who is 25 years old, who's lost almost all his limbs, now decides, I'm going to fight back and I'm going to do stuff and I'm not going to let it hold me down, because that's pretty much your story. I'll give the ending right now. I can give the ending. He's parachuting. He's doing everything. He's doing more stuff than I do coming out of that condition. I think everybody wants to hear how you got there, how you got back up on your feet, which now are your prosthetic feet and prosthetic arms, and how you live your life and why you're so alive. I mean, you sound like one of the most alive guys I know. Some more with Travis Mills. Fascinating. Tough as they come, when Peter Tilden returns.
Bristol Farms, your extraordinary food store, sponsor of the KABC Green Room.
KABC has traffic first on the 4s when you need it most. East 134 at Riverside. I've been working on an earlier accident that cleared, recovering from Buena Vista. And also northbound 405 at the 101. had a stall in the carpool lane and still very heavy coming away from at least the 10. They finally cleared it, though. If you're on the North 101, very tough out of downtown L.A., all the way in toward Highland and to the Cahuenga Pass. West 210, Pennsylvania to Osborne, been a tough one. That's starting to finally recover as well. And also looking at the southbound side of the 110 at Florence, was an earlier accident, and that finally cleared as well. KABC has traffic first on the 4s. Next report at 7:54. I'm Rhonda Kramer, 790 KABC.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7882. That's 1-800-809-7882.
All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7882. That's 1-800-809-7882. 1-800-809-7882. 1-800-809-7882. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Shop early, save big with pre-Black Friday deals at Orchard Supply Hardware. From now through November 25th, you'll find hot buys store-wide. The DeWalt 20-volt max lithium-ion drill driver is just $99.99. Get an outdoor tabletop heater for half off and prepare for guests with a 6-foot folding table for $29.99 and matching chairs for $14.99. Black Friday bargains come early at Orchard Supply Hardware. Price is good only while supplies last.
Imagine a store that lets you get the things you wanted, how you wanted. Don't want to use your credit? Don't. Don't have credit? Don't worry. Want to set up a payment plan around your paydates so you're never short on cash? It's up to you. Imagine payments that fit your budget, your schedule, your life. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Flexible payment plan scheduled around your needs. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Are you ready to take your diabetes management to the next level? Put the ContourNex meter to the test and challenge your meter. The ContourNex meter makes testing easy and highly accurate with close to lab level results. And ContourNex gives you a second chance, allowing you to reapply to the same strip when the first sample is not enough, saving you time and money. So take the challenge. Go to ContourNextChallenge.com, get a free meter, and enter to win free test strips. ContourNex, accuracy you can trust.
Talk radio. 790 KABC.
Talk Radio 790, back with Travis Mills, retired Army Staff Sergeant. His book is called Tough As They Come, and you are, Travis, as tough as they come. So you've had all your limbs blown off. I think I read that you're only one of five quadruple amputees to survive the injuries, correct?
Yes, sir. The wounds of from war in Afghanistan and Iraq, the era of this war.
So here you are, a young guy. You're telling your wife, go away. You didn't sign up for this. I know what my life is going to be. So you're lying in bed there. You really don't know what your life is going to be. When did you decide that you're going to make it a full life?
Well, when I was able to come out of the ketamine coma and I was able to meet with people, I had the corporal from the Marine Corps come in, Todd Nicely, and he walked in on his two fake legs, and he had his two fake arms on. He was a second quadruple amputee. And he said, Travis, you're going to be fine. Like, it's okay. I know it doesn't seem like it now. It's a long road. You got to learn patience, and not every day is going to go your way. But you have to be motivated, and you have to know that it's going to be better. And he said, I drive. I do everything I want to do. I live in Missouri, and there's some great people here at Walter Reed. You just got to let them in. So I was like, okay, cool. Let's go work out. And I got in an argument with my doctor, actually. And I said, I need to go to the gym today. He said, you're not ready for the gym. I said, no, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm laying in this bed losing 3% muscle mass every day, and I can't figure out how to get better except for going to the gym. And that's all I knew. So I said, I'm going to go. And we got in an argument. 4 hours later, 8 phone calls. He said, okay, you can go. And then I started my recovery. And I just actually went to the gym, laid in my stomach, stretched my pelvis, and took a nap. Best 20-minute workout I've ever had.
Wow.
You know, I talk fast, and I do apologize for that. The book isn't made to make people feel like their problems don't mean anything, like you said about intensive care, sir. I don't hold my problems any higher than anybody else. Matter of fact, the author's note, I made sure that I wouldn't sign off on it being finalized until I put exactly what I wanted. And what the book states in the author's note alone is one I didn't serve any more than anybody else. I never would feel that way. I don't want people to think I did. I had a rough day at work. I raised my hand and swore in like everybody else. So I don't think my military service is any greater. You know, I just had a case of the old Mondays, if you will.
Yeah, but Travis, I mean, you're insane, too. You realize that you're totally insane. You're certifiable. The fact that you could lie there and say, you know what, this is not going to stop me. Most people would be victims. You realize that. Most people, this would be their story for the rest of their life. They would tell it every day. And you see guys who tell it every day. I can't because of this. And this is what happened to me. And look at me. And you decided I'm going to do everything I did before. And now you are, correct?
Yes, sir. I take my daughter to school. I took her this morning. Take my wife on dates. You know, we go out boating and tubing. I have a 501c3 I started because I wanted to give back. And what we do is we bought a property that's under massive renovations, and we're looking for funds and things. But we bring up, we've had two proof of concepts the last 2 years, and we bring up wounded, not wounded, I hate the term wounded, to be honest with you. I used to be wounded. I'm a guy with scars. So we bring up previously injured military members and their families. And what we do is we show them how to kayak, canoe, boat, swim, fish, tube, anything and everything you can imagine with their family. Because the one thing I don't want people that are in this situation to think is they have to live life on the sidelines. They need to get out there and get going. So we brought four families up the first year, six last year, and now we're under massive renovations. 100% of the proceeds that we get for donations goes to the project. I will never give my board members and myself a paycheck.
You know what? You're a terrific guy. Can I ask you, though, the arc of you returning, getting fitter for prosthetics, et cetera, how hard was it with the relationship with your wife as far as your new guy, your different guy?
I mean, I guess I was the same as I always was. Luckily, my bell wasn't rung too bad where I changed any.
Right.
I think that's one thing she's happy about and upset about because, you know, I could have had some characteristic flaws changed, she thinks. But, every day I got more independent. Every day I got going forward in life, and the more independent I got, the better off we got. It was kind of funny. I became the mayor of 62, as they called me, the building we lived in. And I would take my little girl in the wheelchair. She was buckling with me. You know, she's 7, 8, 9, 10 months old, and she'd strap in. We'd go get some grapes from the cafeteria and go get a cookie maybe, and we'd drive to people's rooms, and I'd give Kelsey 1 to 2 hour break. You know, she picked the apartment up that we lived at Walter Reed. We had the best care ever, and I've made some of my closest friends. You know, I'd go to the rooms, and I'd talk to people, and I'd try to counsel them and make sure that they're doing good. If they have any issues, let me know, and I'll work on the situation. I was fortunate to actually go to Boston when the Boston bombing happened with the military. One of the generals called me up and asked me if I would form a team and go up there, and I said, absolutely, sir. It wasn't publicized, and I don't tell you that because I want it publicized. I'm fortunate to be able to do that. Now
Travis,
email,
it sounds, and I get it because I can see, it's funny, when my daughter had heart surgery, the biggest thing that happened for her, the smartest thing was the doctor said, talk to two people who had the same surgery you did, and that got her through it. I can only imagine you walking in and saying, you're going to get through it, look at me. How uplifting that is for people and how much that can change somebody's life. So I do want to give, let me give the website.
Yes, sir.
TravisMills.org if you want to help out. It's a pretty amazing guy, pretty amazing cause. And also, Tough As They Come is the book. It's on sale now. I don't know what to say, Travis. You're the real deal. You know what? You're not putting it on. I talked to you off the air, too. Thank you for what you did. Thank you for what you do and continue to do and that you took this incident that happened to you. And that you empower other people. Even if it's one person, five people, it's a pretty stunning thing that you're doing. And you probably don't even know half the time what you're doing to people. You don't know what you did right now. I don't know who heard it right now that was moved to do something because they thought, if this guy can do it, I got to shut up, stop complaining, because I can do it. So you affected me, Travis, so thank you very much.
Thank you so much, sir. I have to be honest, it's all perspective. Guys overseas, and men and women died overseas, and they can't be with their families. And I take that serious every day. I truly think that it'd be selfish if I gave up myself and I quit. And I wrote the book to help people, and you don't have to be in traumatic injury or in the military to understand it. We break it down. People are really hopefully people are loving it. So far, I've got good things. And if you get the book by any chance, get a picture, tag it Tough As They Come and SSG Travis Mills, and I want to know where it's at. Chipotle. Is it underwater with some sharks in a great white tank, which I want to do next.
Oh, no.
I'm serious. I'm afraid of sharks.
I'll donate so you don't do that.
They can't bite my arms and legs off, though.
Oh, gosh.
Win-win.
Yeah, your luck. They're going to bite right where they shouldn't, Travis.
No, it's not good.
All right.
Not good. But Thank you so much for your time.
Travis, I thank you for your time. TravisMills.org. Tough As They Come. You're an amazing guy. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
KABC has traffic first on the 4s when you need it most. Northbound 101 at Alameda. Be aware of a stall in lanes. Staying busy to Highland on the 101. Eastbound 10 Santa Monica Freeway, that's still loading up at about Cloverfield. Most of the way toward Alameda, tough one in toward East LA. Washington, Adams, good way around that. Also on the north 110 from Adams on up to the 4-level interchange, it'll be a busy trip as usual. Southbound 5 Calzona, the off-ramp's blocked here. It's construction backing up now East LA, but staying busy to Garfield. And East 91 Green River, the left lane blocked. It's a crash clearing, and that's now slow from the 241. KABC has traffic first on the 4s. Next report at 8:04. I'm Rhonda Kramer, 790 KABC.
It's Peter Tilden. I got to ask you a question. If you have issues coming up from your gut, like gas and indigestion and bloating and fullness when you eat very little food, why would you continue to live that way? Why wouldn't you call Natron and order Natron's Healthy Trinity to help you out? Natron's Healthy Trinity can help bring balance to your gut and provide powerful support for your entire GI tract. Call Natron's Healthy Trinity. You'll find out it's gluten-free, has no GMOs, it's made right here in Westlake Village, it's shipped refrigerated, so it's potent, and there's even a money-back guarantee. So you got nothing to lose except those issues that are actual warning signs and could develop to something worse. So give them a call, 866-4-NATRON. You'll get a 90-day risk-free trial of Natron's Healthy Trinity, and the first 50 callers get free two-day shipping. It's a great offer. Call 866-4-NATREN. That's 866-4-N-A-T-R-E-N, 866-462-8736. Or go to natron.com, promo code Peter, and start taking care of yourself. Start feeling better.
Bring on the holidays, the children at play, the giant red bows, and a Lexus in your driveway. The Lexus December to Remember sales event is here, and so are some of our best offers on our most popular models. Lease the 2016 ES350 for $349 a month for 36 months, and we'll make your first month's payment. See your Southern California Lexus dealer.
Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer ends January 4th, 2016.
The free Money Matters Retirement Seminar is 1 p.m. or 7 p.m. tomorrow, Courtyard Los Angeles, Sherman Oaks. With all the global uncertainty, the time to prepare is now. You can't afford to miss it. Reserve at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net or call 800-994-0302.
Talk Radio 790.
KABC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC. The most annoying airline passengers? Who are they? There was an airplane etiquette study, which was compiled by a market research company for a travel advisory company, which you've heard of, Expedia. And they identified the top annoying habits of you and me, airline passengers, and sorted them to indicate which of these annoying airplane behaviors ticked off fellow passengers the most. So they talked to thousands of people. They got a reminder that a few places require more attention to etiquette than the inside of an airplane. I mean, because you're trapped at 30,000 feet. You're flying with people who do a lot of weird things. I mean, when you go to people's homes, they do weird things. Number 17, seat switchers. Number 16, single and ready to mingle. Number 15, the mad bladder person who has the window seat who has to keep getting up. Number 14, the undresser who removes shoes, socks, or more. Number 13, the inappropriately amorous passenger who's like hitting on you. Number 12, the back of seat grabber. You know how they grab your seat to get up? Number 11, the bad, pungent foodies who have that, they open a can of broccoli. 10, the overhead bin inconsiderate person. 9, the seat back guy who's reclining all the way back to you. And number 8, the queue jumper who rushes to the plane and is going to knock you down. 7, the carry-on baggage offenders, because everybody's carrying on baggage now because they charge. So people are stuffing crap into bags. Number 6, the chatty Kathy who just won't shut up. Number 5, the boozer. Combine the boozer with any of the above, it's horrible. Number 4, the audio insensitive. Number 3, the aromatic passenger, PU. Number 2, the inattentive parents. And the number 1 worst every year is the rear seat kicker. And then you have it.